The next move shall be my army. There have been different moves of my spirit over the years. The healing move, the teaching move, the charismatic move, the prophetic move, the apostolic move, the presence move. Each one was for my purpose of restoring truth to the body. That which my spirit brought forth often got out of balance when men tried to carry on in their own strength and understanding rather than to endeavor to follow my lead. The imbalances did not offend me, but my heart grieved at times as I watched the motives of those who tried to take the lead that I was not giving them. Maturing always includes a purging so that motives and agendas become one with mine. But some desire to exalt themselves rather than letting my spirit lead them. The exaltation that comes by me will never be late for the one who walks with me and is willing to trust me. Now I have a people who have had the benefit of gleaning from these moves. This next move will be an army, my army, a people trained by my spirit who serve me and fight with the weapons I supply, an army dressed in my full armor, an army trained, disciplined, and faithful whose confidence is in me, an army who walks after the Spirit in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is my army. My army is in training, quickly being made ready to march forward in dominion, doing good, bringing healing, restoration, and liberty to the sick and oppressed, to show forth the praises of my goodness, my might, and my glory. Revival is the banner of this army. Miracles and truth will be the standard, and love will be the very life of this move. The army I am raising up will uphold the truths they have been built up in, and in close union with me, they will set many captives free of all kinds of dreadful things. This army will be wise and proven. They will believe, trust, and adhere to the commands and directives that come from me. In days past, I had my soldiers, warriors here and there, but now I am developing an army that is banded together by my truth, like-minded, following my spirit and serving me. I will use my army supernaturally to manifest the kingdom of the King. To stand and endure is your victory, for all things have truly been accomplished in me. The measure you give my word and that which I speak is key to inhabiting the full measure of the life that is in you, receiving every part and parcel of who you are in me and walking in completeness of my victory. Hear and partake, staying close to me, and closer you will be.